Guys, I cannot thank you enough. It is always such a pleasure to have you here, and I just cannot thank you enough, man. I'm at a loss for words, I'll tell you the truth. Yeah, this is really cool. This, in fact, is the first time I think that we've done a recording with Joe Richard with us. We've had Willie Peterson, and then Kongo, I believe, is with us at Art Space earlier this year.
Yeah.
And this is definitely not the first time you and I have talked, man.
Right. That's right. Conversations.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I guess what I wanted to try to do, maybe just for the benefit of the folks that are here and anyone that's listening to this, to maybe just ask you guys if you want to, you know, if you want to speak a little bit just about jazz fusion, what it means to you guys as individuals, as a group, and then maybe just talk a little bit about how you guys, I know that you and Joe have a history with Tassus back in the day, you know, with another jazz fusion band.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting just kind of for everybody to maybe hear a little bit about how you guys came together and what brings you guys together.
You want to start?
What was the question again? Start with that.
Oh, let's see. Let me backtrack. I was going to basically. It would be really interesting to hear, you know, what actually attracted you to jazz fusion in the beginning, and then just kind of understand a little bit from your perspective what it's been like playing with Jared and Tassus, and working, you know, working with Willie. And
that's an easy question for me. When I first started playing guitar, I was playing music pretty young. My mom was a piano teacher, and I was in band and school and stuff. But then I got into guitar because I got into rock music a lot in high school and junior high. And started playing guitar when I was around 15. I was mostly teaching myself, and we had a local guy up in the East Coast of Canada who's a middle school band teacher as well, but he's a guitar teacher. He's mainly a guitarist. He's from Montreal, so he's pretty well versed in jazz and played with a lot of great musicians. And kind of got into playing bars. He did that full time, playing the scenes kind of thing. He got into teaching in school when he was like 40 or so. And so I started thinking guitar lessons with him. And he was a real shredder. He was awesome. He was into Chick Corea and Weber Report a lot. And I decided I wanted to take music in school, and I decided I wanted jazz. And I had two choices back in those years. You could do jazz or classical, and I decided to do jazz. And hadn't really heard a lick of jazz, and he was showing me some. So when I really got to music school, I was just like, what is this? Because I haven't really heard a lot of jazz. It was all new to me, but it was pretty cool. But my teacher really introduced me to the first jazz band I probably heard of, Weather Report. So that's kind of a weird one to hear for your first one, maybe. But I was into bass, too. I really wanted to play bass when I first started, but I lived in a small town, and I had to drive like 2 hours to find an affordable guitar. And I wanted to buy a bass, but I got the store, it was like $500, the cheapest bass they had. Like, well, I guess I'm playing guitar kind of thing, so. But, yeah, I got into Weather Report, so I really like Jocko. He's one of my favorite bass players. But, I had always been really into jazz fusion because coming from playing a lot of rock and blues music, jazz was really new to me. So, I had been introduced to a lot of jazz fusion to help kind of make that transition to straight ahead jazz, stuff like Mike Stern and Stanny. Chick Corea Electric Band, a lot of that stuff, so I got connected with Jared playing in Tassus, and I think we both like a lot of the same kind of music, like Alan Holdsworth's music. I really like lots. It's cool that we're playing some of that stuff, and we like Jared's original stuff. I think we have a lot of his same ideas and stuff. Jazz fusion is interesting to me because it's kind of like it's fusion between jazz and rock, and just lots of other elements come in there, like funk, and so many. I just think all music for me is just kind of a fusion of different styles. For this, you can just put any two kind of things together, or multiple things, not two things. But anyways, that's probably about all I got to say about that. So let's take it from there. Yeah.
Willie, what do you think, man? You've been doing this with Jared a little bit?
Come to know him over the last year and a half or so, 2 years, maybe a year, I believe. Been great. He's gracious enough to put up with me and have me on the gig, man. So that in itself speaks and says a lot. So I definitely appreciate it. But just as far as music, kind of the fusion angle of it, I have a gospel background, so I grew up in church, played in what we call Pentecostal or Holiness Church, where heavy 2-4 backbeats, shouting, and music is a big element in the church. So that's how I come up. And so fusion or jazz come about for me. I got straight into bop pretty early on. It was kind of the teens area, 14, 15. I started playing at 3 in a I give all my musical influence and love to the guy I grew up with. Teddy Farmer was an older gentleman who introduced me to jazz, and he introduced it by playing and offering different, we would play an offering tune or a gospel tune, but we play it in a jazz way, and so that kind of piqued my interest. What is this thing? What are you doing? You know, and so as a 16-year-old trying to find this thing called jazz is kind of where it started. So I just immersed myself into the whole Bop thing. I think my first jazz record was Miles Smiles. It's kind of, I started like hard right into it. I didn't get no introduction, you know. So from there, try to go back and research and kind of work my way back up to a point. And then the fusion angle, obviously the gospel background, jazz, kind of bringing the two together. More of a funk background for me, so Tower of Power was kind of my introduction to the fusion, you know, funk fusion, you know, mix it up, mash up, get it stank in there. That was it, man, and from there I've just kind of evolved and grown as far as music, and added in the rock, and, you know, started playing in a back in the day, a top 40s country band and stuff like that. So kind of introducing me to all the different genres of music, man. And so I'm just a melting pot of everything that I've, you know, kind of experienced and tasted through the years.
Oh, yeah. Really, really. So glad you're here tonight.
Yeah,
man,
thank you.
And then you, man. Yeah. It's all down to you. It comes down to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I pretty much, Willie and Joe kind of just hit it on the nail on the head. I mean, you know, when it comes to jazz music, kind of a melting pot, just kind of bringing both things together. It doesn't even necessarily have to be jazz. It could be anything. It could be, Local Mammoth's Everything's a good example of that. Like, they're melding everybody's own influences together into this cohesive project. And, you know, I don't think we've seen a whole lot of that, like, here, you know, in the city or really anywhere. So it's unique. But I got into jazz fusion, like, I was in college, and I was really into heavy metal. I was really into all the shredders, like Yngwie Malmsteen, Paul Gilbert. I was really into one guy named Buckethead. Buckethead really, like, interested me because he used a lot of dissonance and atonality, and I never heard anything quite like that, and I always thought that was just different. I was just like, why is it that when he's playing those really bad notes, it sounds kind of cool? And so I always was just kind of like, you know, what concept is that? Like, what is that from? Like, why does that work? And I slowly, when I was in a band program in Seminole, my instructor told me, he said, well, because I was messing around with some of this stuff, and I was playing, like, these weird chords, and he said, well, you're kind of doing jazz, and I'd never listened to jazz at that time, so I was like, okay, well, what is this? And then I went right into, like, bebop. I went into Charlie Parker, I went into Dizzy Gillespie, I went into Bud Powell. I went into all of those guys from that era. And then I slowly started to kind of work my way into, like, fusion, what they call fusion. And I heard Miles Davis, and it was an album called Aura. And it was an interesting album because he wrote that album in influence of a composer that I really liked, that I was listening to, Olivier Messiaen, because Messiaen had this nervous system issue where he could play chords and he'd see colors. And synthesia, that's it. Synthesia. And Miles wrote songs that were based on colors, like orange, blue, red, white. But they were very, very dissonant. They were atonal. And some of them were, like, atonal and funky. And some of them were, like, atonal and in your face. Like, you never knew what he was going to throw at you. And so I got really into Miles Davis, and I listened to Bitches Brew. And it was not so much like the music. It was like, I mean, the music was a big deal, but, like, the concept was what interested me. It was like taking these elements and, like, putting them together into where you could just express yourself. Because there are some, you know, traditional, I guess you could say, boundaries that come up. Like, you know, if I played like that in a traditional jazz band, I'd get kicked out. You know, like, there's no way they would want me to play with them. So it's just, but if I do this, like, you know, if I kind of meld these kind of things, and regardless of whether it may be considered sacrilegious, I still feel like I'm kind of expressing myself, and that's what fusion kind of, or fusion music kind of empowered me to do, which is try to, you know, who cares what people think, kind of like what you were saying. So it just, it's the same thing. I mean, it's all about this kind of self-expression. And as far as for band, we like Joe and I go back to Tacit, 2017. I was playing with Tacit, and I was trying to get a bass player, and I went on Old Gold Musicians Wanted on Facebook or something like that, and I wrote a post, I'm looking for a bass player, and he was one of the first guys that responded, and I met him, and I fell in love with his playing. I knew that he was a great guitar player. I heard he played with Jamar Poteet, so I really was kind of a fan of his playing, kind of like Grant and Jay and Brian Melanis, like all those guys. Kind of a fan of his playing, you know, and we go way back, so... Yeah, we do have a lot of similar influences, and we have a lot of similar tastes and everything. We both are kind of like, let's push the boundaries. So
yeah.
It's cool, you know, kind of having him play. And I have a real good chemistry with him, so it's nice. And Willie, I've been playing with him for a while now. Yeah, it's been about a year. I've known about him from the ICE Event Center. I knew that he played with Jeremy Thomas, which I'm a big... I love Jeremy Thomas' music, and, you know, he was kind of in that circle of, you know, badass drummers like David Bowie, so I was like, I need to get with Willie, I want to play with this guy, so it was cool, but that's kind of,
yeah,
that.
And as far as the new tunes, I don't know if there's anything you wanted to share, just as far as the new tunes that you played tonight?
You heard Zeta before, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Saint Session. Play that one first, and I guess the other two, which are kind of more new, they're going to be on my album that I'm coming up with, but Harrison Brown has been real nice. He's going to allow me to mix and record the whole album in his home. It's actually going to be like, we're going to record it, but I'm going to be in one room, and, you know, Joe and David, or, you know, even Willie are going to be another room here, we're going to be in another room, and we're going to record it kind of in a not-so-traditional way. So
yeah.
I kind of like that aspect of kind of keeping it kind of intimate in a way like that. So I think it'll kind of change the vibe and the whole personification, whatever you want to call it, because it's like it was recorded in the house. I just think that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's just kind of neat because, you know, most people are going to a studio. This, you know, nowadays they got technology. You can record stuff on your phone.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, I mean, that's... Garrison and I talked, and Garrison's like, yeah, let's do it. So those songs are going to be featured in that album. Zeta's just, I found a couple of chords I like, and I was just like, it reminds me of space, you know. I don't know, it's reminded me of, like, sci-fi stuff. And so I called it Zeta Reticuli, because that was that's apparently a star system where aliens are from. They say, oh, the conspiracy theory. They say it's from Zeta Reticuli. And they say, so... I thought it would be kind of cool to name it Zeta Reticuli. I just thought that was just kind of cool. And the album that I put that on was kind of like a compilation. It's called Dinner with the Grays. So I thought that'd be kind of a way to kind of add it in there. But I'm actually going to put Zeta with the new album, too. Because it's going to be a little more polished than the other albums. But the second one, Blue Book, I had these really pretty chords that I found. And I wanted to make a swing out of it. So... I knew that might be kind of like, don't do that, because I was kind of afraid the jazz guys would come running at me, because, you know, it's, I mean, I play distorted guitar on it, and, you know, I have the, it's real swinging, but I like jazz, you know, and so, and I like this kind of stuff too, so I wanted to kind of bring them together. What was cool about that is just like, you know, I mean, obviously Willie and Joe come from a real big jazz background, you know, and I come from my own kind of background, but like we make it work.
Oh yeah.
That's what's kind of cool, is just because it's like, you know, you have this side of it, which is, you know, their swing and everything, which is what, you know, I'm sure they're used to, and they know, and they can pick on the changes, you know, Joe's used to, and he knows, and stuff like that, and then I get to do my stupid stuff, and we just kind of meld it together, and that, I was kind of proud of that. I like that. Time Will Tell, the last one, that was just like, I had a form where it's like, four, it's, you know, time is in one two measures is in one certain kind of a time signature, and then it modulates to another time signature, and then it just kind of, the form kind of rotates on that, and then there's a turnaround that's in another time signature. So I try to, that's why I call it Time Will Tell, because I thought it would be kind of cool to kind of have a piece where not only did like the chords change, but the rhythm changed too. And that makes it even a little bit more challenging. Like, you know, I was messing up. Even for me, it's hard, you know. So, I mean, it's fun, you know. It's cool. It's different. And those are kind of the tunes, I guess. That's kind of the influence that I got, the ideas that I have. So.
Yeah, I know when I heard that, when you sent me a copy of that, I was like, man, I've never heard anything quite like that. And I love it. It's like traveling.
Is it?
And it feels like things are shifting. It's just, those times. I mean, I don't know anything about music, but to hear you talk about that, the time signatures change. I mean, I could feel that.
Man, well, that's awesome. Yeah, and it's not anything like incredibly fancy, but it's just, you know, this little subtle, and those little subtle changes make a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's just the way it is, but
just so glad that you guys are here. Thank you so much. I honor all of you guys and cannot thank you enough. I thank all of you all for coming out tonight. Keenan, thank you so much. Andy, thank you.